long-serving employees, and if they had the appropriate skill set, could gravitate all the way up as high as a general manager's position. Today, we kind of come with a multifaceted set of experiences and backgrounds. Many of us have had to have a lot of different experiences as we worked our way up. In my case, I came right out of graduate school. When I graduated in 1975 from Maxwell School at Syracuse University, came down to the federal government and began my career as an employee of the then Urban Mass Transportation Administration of the Federal Department of Transportation. It was just basically knocking on doors, and DOT was the one that happened to give me a job. That's how I got into the transportation business. I figured my undergraduate degree was in political science and my graduate degree in public administration, so it brought me to Washington because that's where I thought I should be putting these skills to work. After 6 years in Washington, the time came where I had to kind of make that critical decision. Do I kind of stay and become a long-serving, you know, federal employee, or do I make the conversion and move off and try something else? I made the decision to kind of move off and was recruited to go up to the New Jersey Transit Corporation, which is a major statewide transportation system serving the entire state of New Jersey, where I worked there for 10 years and got a broad variety of different kinds of planning and capital programming and engineering and operational experiences there. And then really had the break that occurred to me, probably all of us who move up in our career sort of get that one big break that happens to us that kind of brings us up to the next level on a quantum basis. And somebody took a chance on me and appointed me as the deputy general manager of the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit District in the San Francisco-Oakland area. And that's when I kind of stepped up what I would call into the bigger leagues. And I was there for about 2.5 years, and that person then moved on to take another job, and that board appointed me as its general manager. And I served there for another 2.5 years until this job opportunity opened up in 1996. And